This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball. 16 seconds to go first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner. Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short. No good. Rebound stuck up. And in. In. At the buzzer. Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six. 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound, pinballed, right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman, outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And scoresbroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streaked to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, who's ill tonight. We speak to you from Fort Loramie. The Fort Loramie girls take on the Rushi Raiders. JV game in progress. We are right at the end of the third quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead by a score of 43-15. Head coach Carla Siegel's team comes in with a mark of 10-1 on the year. Carla in her 25th year at the helm of the Fort Loramie girls program. Mike Bayshore in year number one at Rushi has his club on the season at a mark of 4-6, 3-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League, having played very well in the last three contests, which included the 41-27 win over Bodkins and tough 1-point setbacks to Anna, 45-44, and to New Bremen, 31-30. May recall a period of time way back in 2016 and 17 when the Rushi girls defeated Fort Loramie three straight times. 50-27, 45-30, and 49-36 in the tournament. And then Fort Loramie ran off a streak of victories over Rushi last year in the regular season. The two clubs split. Rushi went 22-5, 10-2 in the league. Fort Loramie 25-3 on the year, 11-1 in the league. Fort Loramie won here over the Rushi girls last season, 54-41. Rushi won at home, 43-40. Fort Loramie took the regional semifinal by a final score of 57-42. Fort Loramie fresh off a big win over Division III powerhouse Ottawa Glandorf this past Saturday. Chuck and I were there. The Redskins beat OG by a final tally of 55-52. Stage is set for tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Rushi in the Shelby County Athletic League. I'm Chuck, or I should say I'm Jack.
And I'm Derek Olding.
Yes. Hello, yes. Derek, filling in for Chuck McBee, who is out ill tonight. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie in a few minutes. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer once again with Derek Olding here at Fort Loramie. About 5 minutes to go in our preliminary tilt tonight. Fort Loramie leads the Rushi JVs 47-17. We'll have the tip to start the varsity game in about 20 minutes or so. Glad to have on board a new sponsor here on ScorersBroadcast.com, the Rushi Inn at 101 East Main in Rushi, open daily at 5:30, breakfast till 10. Who's got a breakfast at 5:30 or 6 west of I-75 these days? Just about no one. Well, the Rushi Inn does, and it is popular. It's the inn thing for breakfast away from home or while you are on the road. Breakfast at the Rushi Inn. And don't forget pizza, wings, and daily lunch specials from 11 to 1. The inn thing for food out, eat in, or carry out, the Rushi Inn. And thanks as well to Myers Garage and Drive-Thru in Newport, right at the crossroads of the Houston, Rushi, and Fort Laramie School Districts. Another new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Myers, right at Routes 47 and 66. Phone 937-295-3773. Myers Garage, serving Miami, Dark, and Shelby counties in a 15 to 20 mile radius or so. There's no better car and truck repair around. That is all there is to it. Vehicle repair, towing, convenience store, and drive through. You've got it all at Myers Garage and Drive Through in Newport. Well known for its auto repair and its convenience store. We've been helping folks for over 60 years. Say hello to Mike Meyer at Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru in Newport. Tell him you heard about Meyer's Garage right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, hello there, Mike.
So many thanks to all of our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. They've been with us all year long and will be with us right through high school basketball and baseball into the months of March and April, May, and June. First-year head coach at Rushi is Mike Bayshore. By the way, back in 2015 at Greenville, he was the Greater Western Ohio Conference Coach of the Year, District 9 Coach of the Year, Southwest Ohio Coach of the Year. That was in 2015 at Greenville. He and his family reside in Rushi, and he was really excited to become a part of the Rushi program and the Rushi family. Prior coaching stints at Fort Recovery and Versailles, and his club just a whisker, just a couple of points away the last two ball games from pulling out close victories. Instead, Rushi dropped a couple of tough one-pointers, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago. 31-30 to New Bremen and 45-44 to Anna. Wins over Mississinewa Valley, Fairlawn, and Houston. Led into the second quarter in the season opener on the road at Sydney before bowing in that game by 11-52-41. As we noted, the Fort Laramie girls red hot after beating Ottawa Glandorf by a score of 55-52 in a game played this Saturday afternoon, or I should say this past Saturday at Ottawa Glandorf. Fort Laramie has played five straight away games on Saturdays. Fort Laramie's got two more coming up against St. Henry and then Sheridan at the Berlin Highland Classic in the country. A streak of seven in a row in total on the road, and the Fort Laramie has performed quite well in that string of games, having won five straight on Saturdays. You get in the bus on Saturday morning, and if you're the Fort Laramie girls, you travel to an away game. Fort Laramie has reeled off at 10 straight wins since the season opening loss right here that Chuck and I covered. And Miami East beat the Fort Laramie girls by a score of 36-33. Tonight, a different challenge of sorts for Fort Laramie, coming off a high, beating Ottawa Glandorf. Sometimes it's kind of tough. You relax. You take the next opponent for granted a little bit, although it is Rushi in the Shelby County Athletic League, and this rivalry goes way, way back. 3 minutes left in our JV tilt, Fort Laramie 50, Rushi 26. We'll return with more here on scoresbroadcast.com in just a few minutes. I'm Chuck along with Derek Olding. So many thanks to our terrific sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The Rushi girls have dropped three of their last four. The one win in that stretch was on Saturday, December 16th. A nice victory away from home against Botkins by a score of 41-27. As we noted a few minutes ago, a triumphs over Houston, Fairlawn, Mississinewa Valley as well. Head coach Mike Bayshore's team have playing pretty good basketball here over the last 10 days to 2 weeks. Need another really good outing from Ronnie Poling here tonight. She pumped in 18 recently against Anna. Addison Chappie had three triples and 12 total points in that game. Hazel Francis chipped in with eight. Celeste Borchers had six as Anna drilled home, or I should say as Rushi drilled home 20 points in the fourth quarter that game to rally and almost catch the Anna Rockets before losing 45-44. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Ronnie Poling needs to do extremely well in the scoring column and in the rebounding department. She's averaging 13 a game, 8 rebounds per outing. Fort Loramie has featured fine balance in recent contests. Victoria Meshers at 13 a game. Skylar Albers is at 9. She had 17 up at OG. Jaden Rose at about 7. Avery Brandewey at 7. Summer Hoing, 13 points at Ottawa Glandorf. She is averaging 6.5 per contest. Rushi needs to make a few threes, get a good inside game from Ronnie Poling. Fort Loramie wants to feature balance once again here tonight. Big keys for these two clubs, building components for sure. And remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi. More from here at the Fort Loramie High School gym in a few minutes. Half minute to go here in our JV game. 50-29, Fort Loramie in the lead over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It is Rushi Fort Loramie girls basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding filling in for Chuck McBee tonight, who is under the weather. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com is brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success here on Scores Broadcast. It's done so since our start 18 years ago. LaCal is a Scores founding partner. We're online today because of support from LaCal Equipment, which moved in 1982 to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And LaCal Equipment, we thank you oh so much. Would not be here today without LaCal Equipment. Before tonight's girls game between Fort Loramie and Rushi, we highlight a couple players from each team brought to you by LaCal. For Fort Loramie, Carissa Meyer, a senior. She is nursing a second nagging ankle injury. Didn't play at Ottawa Glandorf. Was in street clothes. Will see action tonight. Will not start. She's the daughter of Brian and Dana. 3.6 GPA for Carissa. Honor Roll History Club. Plays the clarinet in the band. She's a golf team member, plays outfield on the softball club. We'll go to Road State and pursue physical therapy assisting. For Rushi, we promote Jayla Chappie tonight, a senior. 4.0 GPA, daughter of Mark and Melissa. By the way, Jayla and Addison Chappie are first cousins. Their dads are brothers. Jayla Chappie for Rushi is a president of the student council, member of the National Honor Society, cross-country team. She plays softball, utility player for the Raiders, and she is a member of academia and the honor roll, too. Ohio State or Bowling Green by way of college for her. Has a scholarship to run cross-country at Bluffton. That's in play as well. And she'll pursue physical therapy as her college major. Carissa Meyer, senior at Fort Loramie, Jayla Chappie, senior at Rushi, under the spotlight here tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
And we welcome you back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Holding, 5 or 6 minutes away from our varsity tilt tonight between the Fort Loramie girls and Rushi. Fort Loramie took the junior varsity tilt. Fort Loramie girls lead the Shelby County Athletic League standings, mark of 5-0 and a 4-1. Jackson Center and Rushi are 3-2, Houston 2-3, Botkins 1-4, Fairlawn at 0-6. Other games tonight in league play on the girls' side, Botkins is at Anna, Jackson Center is at Houston. On Saturday, Elida is at Botkins, also in league play. Fairlawn is at Waynesfield Goshen, Fort Loramie is at St. Henry, and Jackson Center is at Versailles. Those are our Saturday games. Don't forget, tomorrow night we've got Botkins Anna boys for you from the Anna Rockets Gymnasium. Airtime about 6:45, tip-off 7:15 or so. Botkins Anna boys tomorrow night. A game for you on Saturday evening. That will feature a contest either at Rushi, New Bremen at Rushi, or at Jackson Center, Troy Christian at Jackson Center. That's on Saturday night. Once again, tip-off about 7:15, airtime at 6:45. Neither Chuck nor I will be available on Saturday afternoon. Chuck under the weather, and I've got a death in the extended family, so I have a commitment to make on Saturday. 5 minutes away from our varsity tilt tonight, I'm Jack along with Derek Holding. We've got the Fort Loramie girls against the Rushi Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2888. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hello, once again, I'm Jack with Derek Olding here at Fort Loramie High School. So many thanks to a great underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. It's brand new. It's WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play with WiseBridge Wealth Management. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Big weekend coming up. Martin Luther King weekend here at Fort Loramie High School, right here in this gym. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 varsity boys games. Fort Loramie boys take on Sycamore Mohawk at 12 noon at 1:30 on Sunday, January 14th. St. Mary's against Dublin Jerome at 3 o'clock. Marion Local takes on Tri-Village at 4:30. It's Rushi up against Antwerp at 6 o'clock. Minster battles Toledo Christian. And at 7:30, Anna tangles with Arlington. We'll be on the air with at least a couple, maybe three of those games here on ScoresBroadcast.com on Martin Luther King Sunday. Fort Loramie girls are in action the very following night here, Martin Luther King Day night, playing Botkins in an SCAL game. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to one of our new underwriting sponsors, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi on East Main, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. The production standard at Francis is extremely high. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. Thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest all year long. The Big Three, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyers, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Heating, Electric, and Air Conditioning. Starting lineups, opening tip in just a couple of minutes. Fort Loramie girls against Rushi on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster,
307 West 1st. Inquire online at secur.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game for the visiting Rushi Raiders. Ronnie Poling in the middle, 6'1 senior, 13 points a game, 8 rebounds. She is joined by Jayla Shappy, 5'5 senior guard. Also in the opening five, Addison Shappy, a 5'6 junior. Hazel Francis, a 5'9 freshman, 8 points a game in the opening five. Shay Hammonds, a 5'8 junior, also starts. Addison, by the way, is averaging 7 a game. Addison Shappy at 7. Hazel Francis at 8. Ronnie Poling at 13 to lead Michael Bayshore's Rushi Raiders. For the Fort Laramie Redskins, opening five, Victoria Mesher, 6 foot junior, 13 a game. Skylar Albers, a 5'10 senior and a wing, 9 points per outing. Jaden Rose at the point, 5'5 senior guard, 6.5 per contest. Avery Brandewee is a junior forward, state honorable mention a year ago, 7.5 points a game, 5'10" junior. Summer Hoing, a 5'11 senior, 6.5 per game. Fort Laramie 10-1 on the year. Rushi 4-6 on the campaign. Again, the JV tilt won by Fort Laramie here tonight. Don't forget tomorrow evening, big Shelby County Athletic League boys game from Anna. It is Botkins on the road against the Anna Rockets. Airtime 6:45. The Botkins looked mighty good against Rushi on Tuesday. Fell at the end 62-57, as will most everybody this year against the highly talented Rushi Raiders. Anna playing very good basketball as well. Promises to be a huge contest tomorrow night at the Anna Gym. Anna dropped a home game to Jackson Center and needs to hold home court tomorrow night against Botkins. All set to go. Opening tip here tonight between the Fort Laramie and Rushi girls. Rushi in the road blue with the gold numbers, gold trim. Fort Laramie in the white, red numbers outlined in black, red and black trim down the sides of the shorts. Opening tip to start the game, won by Rushi, which moves left to right on your computer screen or phone as you use your imagination. With the ball for the Raiders out near the arc is Addison Shappy, and she stumbles down, bumped on the play by Fort Laramie, and the Raiders will throw in right in front of the Redskins bench. Ball being inbounded by the Rushi Raiders. Addison Shappy throws it into the post for Poling. It's wild. Summer Hoyt on the interception. Hoying down the floor to the right corner to a teammate. It goes to Albers. Albers feeds it back out on the play to Avery Brandewee. Now to Victoria Mesher between the rings. And the Redskins set it up. Good defensive rebound by Hoying. Rushi got back down the floor in a hurry. Here's a nice pass on the play by Fort Laramie into the middle of Mesher. A sweeping one-handed hook shot, sort of a half hook, a one-hand flip from 8 feet right in front goes in, and it is 2-0 in favor of Fort Laramie. Here's Victoria Mesher at the stripe, trying to complete the three-point play, rims it out to the left. It is no good. Rushi snares the board. Here come the Raiders over the timeline. Jayla Shappy 25 feet away on the left. Fort Laramie forcing Rushi out high on the floor. Oh, a nice inside pass. Good entry. Low on the left to Poling, who banks in a five-footer. Nicely done on the play by Addison Shappy. Good feed. Fort Laramie throws it away. Long heave down the floor. Picked off by Addison Shappy. Gives it up to Jayla. Jayla hits a driver through the lane area. Here's a runner missed on the play by Hazel Francis. Rebound. Players on the deck. Foul called. It is against Rushi. Fort Laramie will throw in. Game tied at 2. 6:47 left in the first. Hazel Francis, outstanding freshman for Rushi. 5'9" tall, ninth grader. Has performed quite well on the season for the visiting Raiders. Token pressure, ball thrown to Albers at midcourt. Darts down the floor, top of the circle. Feeds left baseline to Brandewee. Yes, 15-footer. Spot on.
That's a good shot.
Woo, nice jumper by Avery Brandewee. Trying to return to last year's form, coming off a couple ankle injuries, which have bothered her for well over a month. Rushi attacking down 4-2. Here's a baseline 17-footer, but Jayla Shappy hit the backboard rim, no good, came off. Long rebound to the Raiders, who restart the attack. 6:12 to go in the first, 4-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Hazel Francis throws left side to Shappy. On top to Celeste Bortruz is in now. 5'10 ninth grader. Oh, nice feed low to the left to Poling, and Poling gets her second goal. Nice job. Two field goals for Ronnie Poling. Rushi controlling the ball nicely in the half court without turning it over and finding Poling, much like Fort Loramie, finds Mesher here. Mesher with an easy two-pointer. Good assist by Brandewee, who drew the double team. And she dumped it off to Mesher, and then into the half court comes Fort Loramie. Or I should say comes Rushi. Rushi against Fort Loramie Heat loses the ball out of bounds right at the scorer's table. And the Redskins get it back, leading by a score of 6-4. To mention one of her keys to the game was Ronnie Poling. She's off to a great start for Rushi with two field goals. Here's a long 23-foot jump shot by Ava Randewee coming off the two-point make. Try to trifecta here. It was off the back brace. Rebound down to Rushi. Rushi to midcourt. Timeout called by head coach Mike Bayshore. 6-4 Fort Loramie. 5:10 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, Fort Loramie's done a good job finding Victoria Mesher on the interior for two field goals. Rushi much the same, getting passes down deep to Ronnie Poling. She's connected twice. Here's a runner, foul line by Rushi. Good. Addison Shappy motoring to the foul line and poured home a 16-footer to tie the count at 6. 4:42 left here in the opening period of play. Here's Skylar Albers bearing in from the right corner, off balance, missed it hard, banked it, weak side rebound, held ball. It will be retained by Fort Loramie. 6-6 tie, 4:36 to go in the first. Rushi, a much improved club since early on in the season. Raiders have cut down the turnovers. Here's Fort Loramie inbounding to Summer Hoing behind the foul line. Her jumper from there, a little hard, hit the backboard first, then the rim came off to Rushi. Raiders a chance to take the lead. Here's the ball thrown, baseline right. It is pitched to Borcher. She's available. Missed the 7-footer. It skidded off the rim. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Jaden Rose ahead to Summer Hoing. Summer spins into the lane. Banks it. Makes it. Nice play. Summer Hoing for Fort Loramie, which leads 8-6. Into the forecourt comes Rushi, baseline right. It's fed on the play to Faith York, who's in. 5'8 sophomore off the bench. Shot little heavy. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Redskins run the floor. Out in front, Hoing gets the bounce pass from Jaden Rose and makes two more. It is 10-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. 3:42 left, opening period. Rushi with the ball between the rings. It is handled on the play by Jayla Shappy. Comes cross court to Hazel Francis, foul line. Gives it back to Addison Shappy. Coming out to catch is Faith York. Oh, nice dish down inside to Poling. She hacked as she goes up. She'll get two at the stripe. Again, Rushi attacking pretty well at the offensive end against Fort Loramie's pressure. Running the offense, finding Ronnie Poling. And Rushi's handled Fort Loramie's pressing defense in the backcourt and at midcourt superbly so far to this point. Free throw by Poling is up and in. 10-7 Fort Loramie. 3:24 left in the opening period. Second shot here for Ronnie. She spins the ball in the palms of her hands. One, two, three, four, five bounces. High arching foul shot. Front rim hits the window, and it cradles right down through the netting. 10-8, Fort Laramie by two on two free throws by Ronnie Poland. Here is Fort Laramie attacking. Ball thrown right corner to Victoria Mesher. Got the pass from Carissa Meyer, who's checked in now. 5'8 senior. Good to see Carissa back on the floor. Jaden Rose on top. Right corner, Victoria Mesher. Behind her on the play to Ariel Heitkamp, who's in. She tries a 16-footer. Short. Hit the rim. Bounded to the weak side. Rushi came down with a rebound. It's Hazel Francis. He darts up the floor into the corner. Hands it off behind her to Claudia Haney, 6'2 sophomore, who's in. Over guarding foul right in front of the Fort Laramie bench. Head coach Carla Siegel disagrees. Rushi will throw in, trailing 10-8 with 2:43 left to go here in the first. A couple more changes. Carissa Meyer, Summer Hoying out for Fort Laramie, which has Brandi Weed, Jaden Rose, Ariel Heitkamp, Victoria Mesher, Skylar Albers on the floor. Rushi throws in, and the ball is received on the Rushi side of the half court, and then the ball handler takes a step back over the line. That's a violation. Over and back against the Raiders. Fort Laramie's got it. Up 10-8, 2:39 left in the first. Right side pass to Skylar Albers. On top to Ariel Heitkamp, 5'7 junior. She whips a pass down low for the cutter, Victoria Mesher. It's wide of the mark, and it goes out of bounds. Eight players in backcourt. Heat being applied by Fort Laramie. Here's Rushi on the bounce, though the dribble is given up. 70 feet from the basket by Celeste Borchers. Still dribbling at the timeline. York gets it across with a couple seconds to spare. Ball looped right side to Addison Chappie, on top to Celeste Borchers. Straight away, Faith York tries to drive into a cluster of white jerseys and has it raked away. Here's Avery Brandewey, not being stopped. Avery all the way down the floor, into the lane, lays it up from 3 feet. She is bothered, fouled on the arm. Good call by the official. Poling went up, didn't get the good angle. Committed the personal on Brandewey, who toes the stripe with a pair. 2:05 left here in the opening quarter. Fort Laramie 10, Rushi 8. The shot by Brandewey is good. Second free throw by her, upcoming. Victoria Mesher gets a respite for Fort Laramie, as does Hazel Francis for Rushi. Second free throw by Brandewey is spot on, right through the netting. 12-8, Redskins up 4. Rushi in backcourt. It is Poling handling it, dribbles to the timeline, and then threw it away right to Ariel Heitkamp, who darts the other direction and makes a driving layup after collecting the easy steal. 14-8, Fort Laramie on the field goal by Heitkamp. Rushi hemmed in at the timeline. Ball thrown to Faith York. Fort Laramie starting to pick up the intensity on the defensive side. And we've got a jump at midcourt. Arrow favors Rushi with a minute 41 to go here in the first. And Fort Laramie leading by a count of 14-8. Set to throw in for Rushi on the far side of the floor is Celeste Borchers. Goes to Poling at the timeline. Poling puts it on the deck against Summer Hoying into the half court. Fort Laramie starts to come with the pinch. They collapse. Rushi gets it out of trouble. Top of the circle, Hazel Francis. Hazel on the bounce, picks up the dribble. Looks down inside for Claudia Haney at 6'2". Open for a flash, but couldn't get it to her. Rushi on the arc, lobs 20 feet down inside to Poling. Bodies go down, foul on Heitkamp, who tried to double down against Ronnie. It is a common personal. Ball out of bounds to Rushi. Baseline left of the rim. Minute 16 to go in the first quarter. Fort Laramie 14, Rushi 8. Fans disagreeing with the call. Fort Laramie side not happy. Looked like a good one. Inbounds pass is a pickpocket, but Fort Laramie stolen quickly down the floor. Layup on the drive by Summer Hoying. It is on the rim and off. No good. Rushi comes right back. Here come the Raiders. dribbling 45 feet down the floor all the way to the rim. Hazel Francis for two. Well done to Francis. Wouldn't be stopped. Fort Laramie up before. Left wing, Skylar Albers inside the arc. Bingo! 17-footer, a long deuce.
Nothing but net.
16-10 in favor of Fort Laramie. 37 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Rushi to midcourt, on the dribble with it. Is Hazel Francis, throws right into the hands of a Redskin. It's a two-on-one break. Here's Jaden Rose on the loose. Down the floor, layup good. 18-10 Fort Laramie. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Addison Chappie in backcourt meets resistance in the person of Jaden Rose at the timeline. Ball thrown to the left, stabbed out of bounds into the first row across the way. You'll hear from Wisebridge at the quarter break. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Ronnie Poling, 6 points to lead the Rushi Raiders. Rushi playing for the last shot into the first period. 8-point game, Fort Laramie in front. 10 seconds left, now down to nine. Ball thrown deep left corner to Borchers. Borchers on top to Claudia Haney. 3-2-1. Shot is away in time from the right corner. It grazes the rim, no good. Callie Gubo, the 5'9 sophomore, got it off but missed it. Big first quarter by Ronnie Poling of Rushi, 6 points. She made the plays. She made the Wisebridge plays in that opening quarter. Did the young lady from Rushi. Fine first period from Ronnie Poling. A number of Wise play calls. Those were Wisebridge plays of the opening period. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Fort Laramie possession to start the second quarter play. Victoria Mesher gets a great drive to open up the action. And then, wow, Addison Chappie connects on a long three for Rushi. And right back come the Fort Laramie Redskins. Skylar Albers took a great pass from the wing on the play from teammate Avery Brandewee and hit a short baseline 10-foot jump shot. 3 buckets in 15 seconds to open play here in the second period. Fort Laramie leads Rushi by 9, 22-13. On the arc, it's Ariel Heitkamp for Fort Laramie. Whips it to the right side to Albers. Step back three. Hit the side of the backboard. Got a little bit of iron. Rebound down to Rushi. Long chest pass down the floor. Broken up, spoiled, out of bounds. Off the hand of Ariel Heitkamp of Fort Laramie. Good start shooting the basketball to the beginning of the second quarter of play. It is thrown in by Rushi outside the arc on the right. It's Francis. Puts it on the deck. Goes foul line. Lazy pass to a teammate. Side of the floor. Fort Laramie gets a fingertip on it. Out of bounds. Raiders keep it. 6:48 remaining in quarter number two. Fort Laramie on top. 22-13. Inbounding on the play is Rushi. Ball thrown. Top of the circle to Poling. Poling gives it to a teammate on the arc. Then it's whipped right back into the paint area to Poling. And it's shaken free by Fort Loramie. Jump ensues. Arrow will keep it at this end with the Raiders, who are down 9. So far in this game for Fort Loramie. Good start for Victoria Mesher, who's got 6. 6 points also for Ronnie Poling for Rushi. 6:38 to go, second quarter. Rushi with the ball right side of the floor. Fort Loramie double teams. Is given up to Haney straight away. Haney's pass near side deflected. Jaden Rose has it for Fort Loramie. She barrels down top of the circle, stops. Oh, picked up the pivot foot. The official saw what I detected, and the whistle blows. 22-13 Fort Loramie. 6:25 left in the second. Up the floor comes Rushi, down by 9. It's walked ahead on the play by Addison Chappie, thrown far left side to Claudia Haney. It goes down into the corner for Hazel Francis, and the pass missed the mark, out of bounds. Fort Loramie's got it. Ahead by 9. Scoring pace cooling off here in the second. After a flurry of points to open up play, here's Albers, far left wing, down inside to Brandewee, baseline left, on top to Jaden Rose, goes to the foul line. Uh-oh, she banked it in. Shot was strong, but it hit the window, the square right in the middle of it, and it swished through without hitting the rim. 24-13, nice bucket by Jaden Rose of Fort Loramie. Rushi attacking in the right corner. Raiders trail by 11. And Celeste Borchers is tripped, falls down on the play. It goes against Fort Loramie. Ball out of bounds to Rushi. It's common. First foul of this period. Checking in now for Fort Loramie, Miley Shadow, 5'6 junior, who had a big basket on the road up at Ottawa Glendorf on Saturday. Faith York in for Rushi in place of Addison Chappie. Baseline right of the basket. Raiders play it in, looking for a cutter. Ball thrown into the right corner to Celeste Borchers. She tries to post up, can't. Goes foul line to Faith York. Fires baseline left to a jump shooter. It is up, bouncing around, and going in for Jayla Chappie. Wow, it hit the rim twice, then touched the glass, fell through. 24-15, Fort Loramie in the lead by 9. 5:17 left here in the second quarter. Mesher on the arc, tries to throw down low to Brandewee. Broken up by Rushi, picked up by Albers. Little bank shot from 8 feet on the rim, off. Rebound Rushi, which is down 9. 5:02 left in the second. Quickly up the floor, Faith York stops. Gives it up on the play to Jayla Chappie, back to Faith. Ball lobbed down inside for Poling. Good throw, good catch. Fort Loramie from behind gets a piece of the shot. Redskins take it away. Long heave down, baseline left. Here's a runner fired up on the go, but Shadow no good. Rebound up and in. Oh, what a piece of board work there by Victoria Mesher of Fort Loramie. She was fouled as she scored. 26-15, Fort Loramie by 11. 4:39 left to go here in period number 2.
Fort Loramie definitely put in the pressure on Jack, for sure.
Yep, Rushi's handled it fairly well. Mm-hmm. Fort Loramie's not turned over the Raiders as often as perhaps Fort Loramie would have liked. Rushi has really improved in a short stretch of games here under head coach Michael Bayshore. Three-point play completed by Victoria Mesher. Fort Loramie's got its biggest lead, 27-15. And as Derek noted, heat being applied once again to Fort Loramie. 6 players in backcourt. Up and over the timeline comes Faith York. York veers left, still on the bounce. Loops it into the right corner for teammate Celeste Borchers. Oh, she goes around Brandewee, who then crams it from behind out of bounds. She covered up the play pretty well. 4:22 to go, second quarter, 27-15, Fort Loramie over Rushi. Baseline right of the rim, Jayla Chappie inbounding for Rushi. Oh, it's a cutter right down the pike. It's laid up too hard by Borchers. Rebound spanked out of bounds by Rushi. Raiders missed an opportunity. Here comes Fort Loramie up the floor. 4:16 to go, second quarter. 27-15 Redskins. Midcourt, Jaden Rose down the right side to Ariel Heitkamp, popping out to catch. On the play is Miley Chateau, who zips a pass now low on the left, and it is out of bounds to Rushi. Checking in now for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Albers back on the floor. Here comes Rushi to midcourt with the ball down, but 12. 4 minutes even to go here in quarter number two. 25 feet away on the right, Rushi throws it to Jayla Shappi. Hands it back off to a teammate, Callie Gubo. Swatted out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Couple substitutions each way. Rushi will inbound. It is Jayla Shappi, the playmaker. Pitches in outside the arc. Corralled there by Hazel Francis down the right side. Francis top of the circle. Backs up, foul line. The left side of the floor, Celeste Borchers. On the play to Claudia Haney. Bodies fly, no call. Good decision by the referee. 20 feet away on the right, it's Jayla Shappi. Poing crowds are in the top of the circle. Rushi fires left side of the floor. Ball thrown to Poling in the lane, over guarding by Fort Loramie. Redskins, whenever they can get a chance, they drop a guard down in to help out against Ronnie Poling. She was smothered on that play, fouled, and Rushi will throw in below the rim. Three fouls in this quarter, two in Fort Loramie, one in Rushi. Down to 3:25 to go in the second. 27-15 Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to Poling on top. On a weave, it's Addison Shappi. Here's a deep left corner three by Rushi. Look out. Good from way outside. Claudia Haney knocked it in. Skyler Albers attacks for Fort Loramie. Spins through the paint and gets the bounce. And she is fouled as she scores. That was vintage Skyler from a week ago up at Ottawa Glandorf. And as soon as the Titans made a field goal, Fort Loramie zipped the other way as fast as the Redskins could fly. And this was Shades of Saturday. Skyler Albers retaliated with a quick two for Fort Loramie after the made three by Haney. And it is 30-18. 3-point play the old-fashioned way for the Redskins, who are up 12 again. 2:56 to go here in the first half. Foul line, Celeste Borchers. Gives it up on the arc to teammate Jayla Shappi. Now to Poling. Little pick and roll down inside. It is laid up with the left. Short on the play by the Raiders Borchers. Here comes Fort Loramie. The other direction. Summer Hoyne with a little out of control. Charging is called. Good decision by the referee. Player control foul. Two each way. Or I should say that's the third now in Fort Loramie in the period. Two on Rushi. With 2:38 left in the second quarter, Fort Loramie 30, Rushi 18. Rushi Raiders playing much improved basketball over the last few games and is playing that here today. Ball thrown to midcourt by Rushi. Raiders beat pressure. Down the left side, Addison Shappi. Here comes the double team. Fort Loramie knocks it loose. Poling picks it up. Hands off to a teammate. Scattered floor. Borchers on the finish. 30-20. Fort Loramie but 10. Long throw down to Mesher. Mesher baseline left. Fall away. 8-footer. It is good. And she's fouled. 32-20. Frenzied action at the moment. 2:19 left. Second quarter. Mesher at the stripe here for Fort Loramie. In for Rushi, Haney coming out, Poling, who gets a well-deserved rest. Mesher, free throw line for the Redskins. Eyes the basket, looks for point number 12. It clangs off the iron, rebound down to Rushi. 7 points for Albers, 11 for Mesher to lead Fort Loramie, which is on top 32-20. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Rushi midcourt, dribbling down the right side is Borchers. Gives it up on the play to Addison Shappi. She's at midcourt. Body foul committed by Fort Loramie. Redskins not set. Good choice by the referee. Ball out of bounds to Rushi near side. A minute 56 left here in quarter number two, 32-20. Fort Loramie by 12. Inbounding is Callie Gubo. It's side court for Fort Loramie, or I should say for Rushi. Into back court it goes to Hazel Francis on the dribble, spin move. Hands to a teammate, Celeste Borcher. She's bumped on the play by Albers. Common foul again, but Fort Loramie is up to four. Nope, that's five. Scoreboard registers the fifth foul against the Redskins here in the second quarter. And Rushi will shoot two, down to 12 at 32-20 with a minute 49 to go in the quarter. Free throw by Celeste Borchers is perfect. 32-21 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second shot by Borchers. Faith York in backcourt for the Rushi girls, joined by Callie Gubo. Second shot upcoming. Discussion here at the scorers table. So many thanks to our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including a couple new ones from Rushi, which we highlighted during the pregame. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main and Rushi, open daily at 5:30, breakfast till 10, and Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Houston, Rushi, and Fort Loramie school districts. No better car and truck repair around than at Meyer's Garage. Rushi made one of two free throws. Fort Loramie attacking baseline right. Carissa Meyer. Good bounce pass across the bottom of the key to Summer Hoing, who sinks a 12-foot shot. 34-21. Fort Loramie by 13. That's the biggest lead of this game for the Redskins. Visiting Raiders have it high right at York, who goes cross court. Picked off on the play by Skylar Albers, who comes down the floor, pulls up on the spot, hands it off to Jaden Rose, who sets the attack. It is Rose against Faith York. On the arc to Albers. Albers, oh, a nice herky-jerky spin move into the lane. Banks it on the go while motoring to the basket and puts it through.
And that lead just got bigger, Jack.
36-21, biggest spread of the night. 15 for Fort Loramie. 47 seconds to go, second period of play. Rushi with the ball, 25 feet out, handled by Faith York. Cross court to the three-point shooter, Gubo. Her long went in the air. It hit the rim, and Rushi tracked down the offensive rebound. Hit the elbow on the left. Hazel Francis tries a 16-footer. Deflected by Fort Loramie. Rushi gets the loose ball and a timeout. 27 seconds left in the second. Fort Loramie 36, Rushi 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Now, Rushi basketball below the basket. Good inbounds play. Short shot missed by Hazel Francis. Rebound smacked around, goes to midcourt. Fort Loramie grabs it and throws it away at the other end with 12.4 to go in quarter number two, and Fort Loramie up 15. Rushi sprinting ahead as Faith York on the arc. Baseline on the arc now to Celeste Borchers, who launches a three. It caromed off the iron. Rebound Fort Loramie, and that is it. Oh, my goodness gracious. Avery Brandewee fired a 65 or 70 footer. Oh, she heaved it like she threw a softball over the center field fence from home plate, and the thing went in and out. Unbelievable shot by Avery Brandewee. It almost went down. It would have counted. Fort Loramie 36, Rushi 21 here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Baugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Baugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies, like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Holding, who is pinch hitting for the ill Chuck McBee here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Good ball game. Fort Loramie 36, Rushi 21 here at the halftime break. That 15-point lead by Fort Loramie is the widest of this game so far. Our halftime report is being brought to you by J&J Brodigam in Sydney, your preferred underground specialist, and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry. Ronnie Poling's got 6 points for the Rushi Raiders so far. Callie Gubo's got 3. Jayla Chappie has totaled 5. Addison Chappie, 2. Celeste Borchers, 2. And Hazel Francis has 3 so far in this game for Rushi. Victoria Mesher leads the way for Fort Loramie with 11. Skylar Albers has pumped in 9 so far. Jaden Rose has 2. Ariel Heitkamp has 2. Avery Brandewee has 4. Summer Hoyne's got 8. 36-21 at the half. Fort Loramie girls lead Rushi. Don't forget tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Boys action from Anna Botkins Trojans on the road. Airtime 6:45. It's a big SCAL boys contest tomorrow evening from Anna. 36-21 Fort Loramie over Rushi at the halftime break. Our halftime brought to you once again by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
It is halftime here at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Hey, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. It's your family salon for mom, dad, the adult children, the kids. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist, other stylists, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Walk into Cutaway Styling Salon. Come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Well, thanks for reminding me. I'm due for a haircut.
Well, I've got 11 strands, so I won't give them much of a challenge. 36-21 Fort Loramie over Rushi at the halftime. We'll return in 2 minutes with the start of the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender. OsgoodBank.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And we are back here at Fort Loramie. I'm Jack along with Derek Olding as we start the third quarter of this game. Fort Loramie possession. Good play is run right out of the chute for Summer Hoing, who cans a 15-foot jump shot right at the foul strike. 38-21. Fort Loramie in the lead by 17. Biggest spread of this game. Here is Rushi down in the left corner. Ball thrown to Poling. It is knocked free by Fort Loramie. Long heave down for Jaden Rose. Rushi re-steals, and then a tie-up ensues. Held ball, and it will be Rushi possession down to her right. 38-21, Fort Loramie in front. Opening 30 seconds, third quarter of play. Saw a little bit of action, though, for about 30, 40 seconds in that second quarter from Maddie Chateau. Freshman for Fort Loramie, excellent JV player. She was on the floor just briefly. Here is Rushi attacking baseline right. Head coach Mike Bayshore not pleased. Rushi player stumbled down. Could have been a foul. Might have been a travel. Ruled turnover against Rushi. Referee was on it, sold it. We play on. Redskins with it. Leading to 17. A little over 1 minute played here in quarter number three. On the arc, Mesher. And hits Summer Hoing slanting through the paint. Body foul committed by Rushi. Hoing, Albers, Brandewey, Mesher, Rose on the floor for Fort Loramie as we kick off play here in the second half. Oh, a nice steal by the Rushi Raiders. Taken away by Celeste Borchers. Passes up the court to a teammate. A walk committed by Rushi. And Fort Loramie gets it right back. Celeste Borchers on the floor along with Addison Chappie for Rushi. Ronnie Poling out there as well. Hazel Francis starting the second half for the Raiders. Top of the circle, it is Albers to the three-point shooter, Jaden Rose. Oh, my goodness. 25-footer, but Jaden Rose, woo, it was perfect. She shot that with confidence. Having a very good senior season. Guard Jaden Rose for Fort Loramie. Here is Rushi attacking low on the left. It is Francis, shot deflected on the play by Mesher. Fort Loramie runs the floor, 3-on-2. Albers on the finish at the rim. Assist Jaden Rose, 43-21 in favor of Fort Loramie. Rushi needs a timeout. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Redskins lead by 22 over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of
Rushi. The jewelry barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Up after the timeout, Rushi loses the handle. Skyler Albers picks it up, drops down the floor, goes into the right corner baseline, and then Rushi gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds. How about Jaden Rose, a big three here for Fort Loramie early in the third. One great assist. We will highlight her via a Wisebridge commercial message in just a moment. Fort Loramie inbounds on the arc to Brandewey. Brandewey sizes up the three, a little crooked, off to the right, rebound Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Timeline, Addison Shappy on a weave out back to Poling, and drops it down low on the play for Claudia Haney. Good idea at the last split second. Fort Loramie gets a fingertip on it and breaks it up. 5:32 to go here in the third. 43-21, Fort Loramie in the lead. Baseline left of the rim. Rushi fires in the post to Poling. Banks it. Too strong. Rebound Alex Rose of Fort Loramie. Saves it inbounds to Brandewey. Brandewey dashes up the floor. Goes left side on the play to Jaden Rose. She's clobbered by a Rushi player. Now, Jaden Rose been a star here in the third quarter. She's got a couple of outstanding Wisebridge plays of this period. A long three-pointer and a fine assist. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Avery Brand, we miss a contested driving layup. She was in among a few blue jerseys, couldn't get it to go down. Raiders snared the board. Forecourt left side, it's Callie Gubo. Gubo now ahead of the circle, goes to Claudia Haney. On the flank to Faith York, tries to throw it down inside to Poling, intercepted by Fort Loramie, which leads 43-21 over Rushi, which has gone scoreless here in the first three and a half of the third. Oh, good ball reversal into the left corner. Low on the left of the cutting Albers, got a screen and scored for two. Fine sharing of the basketball by the Redskins, who lead at 45-21. Rushi attacking Haney. York, top of the circle against Albers. Here comes the double team. Ball knocked free momentarily, picked up by Francis. Foul line extended right for Rushi. Goes into the right corner to Claudia Haney. Back outside to York, open from 17, and banked it down. She'll take it. Faith York, first field goal for Rushi here in the second half. It took 4 minutes. 45-23, Fort Loramie. Far left side, it's Albers. Starts a drive, closed off, goes to Brandewey. Back out high, 25 feet away. To Jaden Rose, now Albers, slings it on top to Hoing, high right to Brandewey, wrap around down inside to Albers, double team, triple team, on the arc to Brandewey, baseline on the drive, a Rushi player leaves her, she overshoots, rebound pulling of Rushi. Thrown up the left side to Celeste Borchers. Borchers to Hazel Francis. Here's a long, high-arching left corner three. Yes, Callie Gubo. That's a bomb. 45-26.
That's what I call a picture-perfect shot.
Here is Fort Loramie attacking in the post. Brandewey, spin move, banked it, rim, came off. Rebound Raiders, who've scored five in a row. Rushi on the attack, out of control, right corner, barreling in. It's a charge. Yep, good call. Haney lost her balance, went right into the Redskin player. 45-26 in favor of Fort Loramie, which had a lead of 45-21, the biggest in this game. Raiders have countered with five in a row, 3 minutes even left here in the third stanza. Midcourt with the ball. Mesher for Fort Loramie down the right side to Ariel Heitkamp. Baseline right to Carissa Meyer. A little maneuver. It is up on the rim. Wouldn't go. She was fouled over the shoulder from behind. It goes against Poling. Carissa Meyer's got two coming. 2:48 left here in the third. 45-26 Fort Loramie. Free throw by Meyer. Swish. 46-26. Redskins in the lead. Second shot by Carissa. It is up and it is true. 47-26 Redskins. Substitution for Rushi. Addison Chappie for Faith York. Summer Hoying also comes off as Alex Rose comes in for the Redskins. Rushi walks the ball to the timeline. Ariel Heitkamp picks up Addison Chappie at the FL logo at center court. Rushi fires it down the right side of the floor, and it goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie possession, leading by 21, 47-26, 2:38 left in the third. Head of the circle on the bounce, Victoria Mesher, who often will bring it down the floor, gives it up to Heitkamp. Then Mesher goes back door. Five-footer blocked on the play from behind by Poling. Stellar defensive play. It goes out of bounds to the Redskins with 2:24 left in the third. Addison Chappie on the floor at guard with Callie Gubo for Rushi. Ball inbounded right below the rim to Meyer. Meyer tries to weave around the 6'2". Haney can't do it, and she swipes it away from her up above her head. The ball comes down to Rushi. 47-26 Fort Loramie. 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. Wraparound pass by Rushi. Kicked by Fort Loramie. 11-5 Fort Loramie here in the third period. Just over two to play. Baseline left of the rim. Callie Gubo will trigger for Rushi. Fires top of the circle to teammate Lacey Flippo. 5 foot senior who's in. Left hand bounce on a weave. Head of the key, Callie Gubo. Outside the arc on the right to Claudia Haney. Down the right lane line to the rim. Shot deflected out of bounds off the Redskins. Minute 52 to go in the third. 47-26 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed from out of bounds to Poling in the paint. Bustles, banks it too hard. Rebound loose on the deck. Rolls to the foul line. Heitkamp on the scoop. There she goes, out in front of everybody. Down the floor, up and in by Ariel Heitkamp. A mad dash to the rack. She got that loose ball, other end of the floor, top of the circle. And she blitzed her way down the hardwood, 49-26 Fort Loramie. Minute 23 to go here in the third quarter. Flippo at the elbow on the right. Telegraphs a pass, and guess what? Heitkamp is in the path again. Heitkamp the other way. Layup for two. 51-26 Fort Loramie in the lead. A minute left here in the third. Here is Rushi attacking to our left. It is Addison Chappie, deep left corner, Flippo. She jettisons a long three, strong, weak side rebound, down to Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins into the half court. Miley Chateau back on the floor. 5'6 junior, catching his Heitkamp straight away. 51-26 Fort Loramie, 39 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Oh, a nifty baseline drive by Victoria Mesher. She skipped along the boundary, below the hoop, and around the side of the backboard, scored. Nice little shot, well done, athletic play. 53-26 Fort Loramie, 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Rushi with the ball, it's Haney to Flippo. Bounce pass to Addison Chappie. 11 to go in the third quarter. Flippo on the arc, picked up by Heitkamp. Left side pass to Gubo with 5 left. Here's Flippo, shot fake. Throws to the post for Poling. Turnaround fadeaway. Oh, a nice one. Well done. Ronnie Poling beats the buzzer. 12-foot bank shot, 53-28. Fort Loramie leads after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, we start the fourth quarter. Possession, Rushi Raiders. Bounce pass baseline right to the driving Jayla Shappy. Shot short, hit the iron, caromed into the corner. Fort Loramie got a piece of it, out of bounds. It'll be thrown in by the Raiders. Baseline right of the rim. Hammonds, the inbounder, to Gubo. Baseline left, off to Haney. Haney muscles up a six-footer. It banks in and out. Tough break. Tie up on the board, Fort Loramie ball, 53-28 Redskins, 7:36 to go here in the fourth. A serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Up the team swap turnovers. Fort Loramie ball down to our left. They'll bring it up the floor with seven to go in this game. Fort Loramie 53, Rushi 28. It has been a 7-point second half so far for the Raiders as the Redskins have really tightened the screws on the defense. 13 points for Skylar Albers, 13 points for Victoria Mesher, for Fort Loramie. Here is Fort Loramie attacking, an attempted drive and a bounce pass into the right corner to Albers, who launches in a beautiful skyscraper by Skyler, all net. Jaden Rose started to drive and then hit the trailer. Albers behind her. She was wide open, and she made it all pay off. Here's Rushi attacking into the left corner. Errant pass out of bounds to Fort Loramie, which leads 56-28, 6:33 to go here in the fourth period. With that long triple, Skyler has now emerged as the game's leading scorer for Fort Loramie. Here's Jaden Rose guarding down the floor, pulling up at the foul line, missing it wide right. Rebound Fort Loramie. Stolen, though, by Rushi in backcourt. Nicely done by the Raiders. Pressure being applied. A lot of frenzied action. Rushi dribbling. 10-second count. Fort Loramie ball up 56-28, 6:11 to go here in the fourth. Skyler was the leading scorer for Fort Loramie up at Ottawa Glandorf with 17 on Saturday. She's the leading scorer here tonight for the Redskins against Rushi with 16. Fort Loramie inbounds below the rim into the paint. Victoria Mesher misses from 6 feet away, but she's tagged on the wrist. Couple free throws here for Victoria. couple three bounces. Shot is bouncing, and it is in. It was offline to the right. Feather-like touch. It fell through. Another rock-solid game for Skylar Albers, who leaves the floor for Fort Loramie. Second free throw by Mescher, short. Rebound Brandewee, baseline left. Hits the cutter down the lane. It's Rose. Rose to the rim right in front. Shot hit the flange, came off. Fort Loramie rebounds. Good follow by Rose. Foul. Rushi. Rose, in the act of shooting, will get two more. 57-28, Fort Loramie in the lead. Two foul shots here for Rose of Fort Loramie. Number 30 on her back, puts it up in the air. It is a little shy of the mark, no good. 57-28 Redskins. Don't forget Goffney Furniture and Mattress, West Michigan and Sydney. A big blowout sale going on now as Rose connects on free throw number two. Huge inventory left over at Goffney from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. One bargain after another. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan and Sydney, Goffney Furniture and Mattress. It will be Rushi ball, far side of the floor, 58-28, Fort Loramie in the lead. Ball pitched to midcourt to Hazel Francis. On a weave out back, it goes to Gubo, near side throw to Jayla Shappy. Top of the circle, passed off to Celeste Borchers, who tries to lob a throw down inside. Fort Loramie intercepts. Quickly, it's Hoing. Baseline right. Here comes the double team, and it's stripped away out of bounds off Rushi. 5:28 to go here in the fourth. 58-28, Fort Loramie in the lead over the Raiders. Fort Loramie inbounding. Ball thrown foul line to Summer Hoing. Running one-hander toward the baseline. Ball caught the edge of the board down to Rushi. Quickly up the left side to Jayla Shappy. Outside the arc on the right to Hazel Francis. She skips into the lane. Here comes the double team. Now to Haney. Haney throws right corner. Fort Loramie managed to deflect it out of bounds. 5:08 left in the fourth. Fort Loramie in the lead by a score of 58-28. So you won't believe the savings at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Big time savings on Century Power Tools. Made in America, lifetime warranty, 18% off on everything, including Century Power Tools at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. And don't forget, savings on cabinets, one half the cost of the big box stores at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yanks you heard all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Reach-in foul committed by Summer Hoing of Fort Loramie. Rushi beneath the basket, throws in the paint area to Haney, knocked away by Fort Loramie. Here's a run out the other direction, and a driving layup is in. Maddie Shadows on the floor now for Fort Loramie. The freshman got the run out as Fort Loramie, after the missed shot by Rushi, came down the floor in a hurry. Long three ball, Lacey Flippo, yes, she nails it for Rushi. Beautiful shot. 60-31, Fort Loramie, which drives hard down the floor. Alex Rose missed it on the strong side, and then rebounding it in on the weak side is Summer Hoing. 62-31, Fort Loramie. 4 minutes left here in the fourth. Hazel Francis high left to Haney. Haney goes to Flippo. Flippo at the elbow. Straight away to Kylie Dosick, who's in, 5'9 soft. Errant pass, and it's picked off on the play by Shadow. Down the floor, she roams with the left hand. Yes, up and in again. Maddie Shadow, two goals in a reserve role here by the ninth grader for Fort Loramie. which leads 64-31. Full timeout, Marushi. 3:36 left in the fourth on scorersbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns, walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
And the Rushi Raiders make the inbounds pass. It's a poor one, and guess what? Maddie Shadow on the intercept, and there she goes down the floor, streaking to the rim for two more. 6 points, but Shadow in a reserve role here for Fort Loramie. Maddie Shadow, the freshman, has pumped in six. Redskins lead it 66-31, 3:05 left here in the fourth. Travel violation against Rushi at midcourt. Morgan Plyman has checked in, 5'10 senior for Fort Loramie. Maddie Shadow at guard. Also on the floor, Ariel Heitkamp, who gets the pass in the left wing. Carissa Meyer out there as well. Autumn Turner, 5'8 junior, has checked onto the hardwood. Here's a pass thrown to the middle of the floor for Fort Loramie. Deflected on the play by the Raiders, and it goes out of bounds. Underneath the rim, Fort Loramie inbounding. Thrown at the elbow. Foul line extended left. It's Carissa Meyer. Rushi drives the ball out of her hands, but an alert Shadow picks it up. 2:16 to go in the fourth. 66-31, Fort Loramie. Heitkamp between the rings. Gives it up, gets it back to Carissa Meyer in the right corner. Ball thrown low in the right to Maddie Shadow. Turnaround Jay from seven on the rim. Rolled away. Loose ball. Myers got it for Fort Loramie. To Heitkamp, top of the circle. Redskins reset the attack. Right back to Meyer. Ball flipped around the top of the key to Morgan Plyman. Maddie Shadow against Flippo. Right side pass, Carissa Meyer. A minute 42 to go in the fourth. 66-31, Fort Loramie. High right, Meyer looking into the post, no one there. Carissa on the bounce, decides to shoot. Bullseye!
What a shot.
25-footer by Carissa Meyer. Rushi gave her the opening, and Carissa knocked it down. Good form. She looked confident. Hasn't logged a lot of minutes lately. Nursing a couple of sprained ankles. Didn't dress for the game at Ottawa Glandorf on Saturday. But a good-looking, long-range bomb right there by Carissa Meyer of Fort Loramie, 69-31. Redskins in the lead. Here's Flippo on the arc for Rushi. Gives it up straight away to Claudia Haney. Buzzer sounds. May have been inadvertent. 1:01 to go here in the fourth. Rushi inbounding to our left. It's Flippo who will pitch it in play. Dave Ross covers up that inadvertent buzzer and says that was the 1 minute warning. Nicely done. Flippo foul line extended left. Across the top of the key to the jump shooter, Gubo. Long one, short. Rebound, Allison Holland. 5'2 seniors in now for Fort Loramie. She gives it up down the right side to the Redskins' Miley Shadow. On top to Maddie. Right flank, 25 feet away, it's Miley. Straight away, Holland. 27 seconds to go in the fourth. Redskins lead it, 69-31. Ball thrown into the post. Back to the basket is Morgan Plyman. Gets into trouble. Double team from Rushi takes it away. 14 to go in the game. Ball thrown up ahead to Claudia Haney into the lane. And Fort Loramie whacks it out of bounds. With six to play, the clock continues to run because it is a running clock. We've got a spread of more than 35 points, and that'll do it. 69-31, Fort Loramie with a late continuous clock defeats Rushi by 38 points. It was a good ball game for two quarters. Raiders succumbed to Fort Loramie in the second half. Rushi looked good for two quarters. Fort Loramie's defense really turned it on in the final two periods of play, and Rushi had a tough time running its offense. 69-31, Fort Loramie wins it. We'll return in several minutes to begin to wrap it up here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move
move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Holding, filling in for Chuck McBee at the last second. Chuck falling ill, and he'll return on Saturday more than likely with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. With us each and every Fort Loramie game, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A, Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. 69-31 the final. Fort Loramie led Rushi by a score of 36-21 at the half. So over the final two quarters, Fort Loramie outscores the Raiders to the tune of 33-10. And Fort Loramie wins the game going away. Rushi, much improved, very spirited first half with the Raiders, who handled pressure pretty well. It was a 15-point game after two quarters. In fact, it was nip and tuck through the better part of the initial 10-11 minutes of this game before Fort Loramie started to pull away. Scoring is as follows for Fort Loramie here tonight. Leading score, Skylar Albers, 16. Victoria Mesher had 14. Jaden Rose had 8. Summer Hoing had 10 points. Maddie Chateau off the bench with 6. Ariel Heitkamp had 6. Carissa Meyer had 5. I think I mentioned Avery Brandon. We had 4. If I didn't, she did produce 4. 69 for Fort Loramie. For the Rushi Raiders, Ronnie Poling had 8. 6 of those came very early in this game. Callie Gubo had 6 points. Flippo had 3. Three young ladies had 2 points apiece in the game here tonight for the Rushi Raiders. They included Faith York, Addison Chappie. Both of those young ladies had 2. Hazel Francis had 3. Jayla Chappie had 5. And the other young lady to score 2, I believe, was Celeste Borcher. She had a basket for 2 as well. Final tally in this game, 69-31, Fort Loramie. Victoria over Rushi will return in a minute with more. We'll talk about our Clancy star of the game in 60 seconds on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Our stars of this game brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. For the Rushi Raiders, Ronnie Poling with 8, Callie Gubo with 6. They led the way. Fine performances by them. For Fort Loramie, 16 for Skylar Albers, 14 for Victoria Mesher. They are our stars. This segment underwritten by Clancy's, Swapock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
If you need the right solution for true comfort, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse is superb techs. They're fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. And you'll be all smiles when you see the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com. Fort Loramie girls with the victory, now 11-1, 6-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. And Fort Loramie becomes the Road Warriors once again with games January 6th at St. Henry, January 9th at Anna, and 1 week from Saturday at Sheridan, or I should say at the Berlin Highland Classic in the country against Division II Sheridan. Then Fort Loramie returns to Shelby County Athletic League play on Monday night, January 15th, no rest. Home game with Botkins before 10 days off. So in the next 9 days, it's St. Henry and Anna and Sheridan and Botkins for Fort Loramie. For Rushi, now 4-7 on the year, 3-3 in the SCAL. A home date with Jackson Center next Tuesday at Fairlawn on Thursday, January 11th. And then on Martin Luther King Day, Monday, January 15th, the Rushi Raiders take part in the Versailles Tiger Classic. Big game tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget, on the air, 6:45 p.m., Botkins boys at Anna. Saturday night, more than likely, we will be at Jackson Center. Early start on Saturday evening. Varsity game to tip around 6 or 6:15. Troy Christian in town to take on Jackson Center in what should be a very good Division IV basketball game on the boys' side on Saturday night. So it's Botkins Anna tomorrow night from Anna. Tip off a quarter of 7. And, or I should say airtime a quarter of 7. And then a tip-off around 6 or 6:15 airtime, maybe as early as 5:30 on Saturday night for Jackson Center and Troy Christian. That is more likely where we will be on Saturday evening. Enjoyed it here this evening with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, who is home ill. Chuck should be back in the saddle by Saturday. Again, tomorrow night, big boys game in the SCAL for you. Here tonight, victory by the Fort Loramie girls over Rushi, 69-31. For Chuck, for Bryant Billing, who fills in often for us as well. Chuck McBee was tuned in earlier this evening. Get well, Chuck. For Derek Olding alongside me on stats and on-site engineering. And for our online listeners, Jack Kramer saying good night from Fort Loramie. Again, the final score, Redskins 69, Raiders 31.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.